Now, to a truly shocking story now, a Catholic archbishop in the south has said the church has no records about the burial of nearly 800 children at a mother and baby home. The remains were found in a concrete septic tank at the County Galway home. The children, aged between 2 and 9, died between 1925 and 1961. Colm Keaveney, the Fianna Fáil TD, is with us now. Your hometown is Tuam. Morning to you, Colm.
Good morning, Stephen, to you and your listeners.
Shocking story, this, isn't it?
It's a pretty difficult one to carry. As the story emerges, it opens up a different chapter of horror. And I hope that we can establish as much fact around this issue as soon as possible.
What do we think has happened here?
Well, without rushing to judgment, what we do know is that the files and the death certificates and the registers of death for 800 children cannot locate where in the community and public graveyards run by the local authorities where these children are buried. And the location of those unfortunate souls, infants and babies who were abandoned or ripped from their mothers over the course of that dark period, from the arms of their mothers, from that dark period in our history, from the 20s to the 60s, to be exported for adoption, or in the case of many of these homes across the country who died prematurely without love care, the welfare support, the warm touch of a mother's hand, without consideration for their human rights. We're unclear this morning where those bodies are buried in Tuam. And over the course of that reference period of 1925 to 61, it is unclear where 800 of those bodies are disposed of.
So what have the church got to do? What must they do?
I think we need to be clear here that this is a state problem. In 1920, the local authority, Galway County Council, and then Western Health Board, outsourced a welfare service to the Bon Secours Sisters. So I know people are rushing to judgment, and I'm not interested in kicking the church or anybody when they're down. What I want is fact. What is fact is that the local authority, civil administration, and the HSE, the Western Health Board, outsourced in a near commercial fashion the management of a welfare service that was deemed appropriate, where children were born out of wedlock, or where a woman wasn't married and was expecting a baby. And what we do know is that the HSE, or the Western Health Board, outsourced that to the Bon Secours Sisters, who provided that service. Now, I would think we need to make a distinction between the Archbishop and the Bon Secours, because it would not have been the Church's responsibility, it would have been the Bon Secours' responsibility to maintain the files, the Western Health Board to maintain the files, and indeed for the local authority to maintain the files. Let's not rush to judgment. That's not me being pro-Catholic. It's not, I'm just trying to be fair in a debate.
I know you are, but when you look, Colm, at even some of the top line details to this, the remains found in a concrete septic tank.
As a child, I grew up in this area. We were led to believe that the location was the burial site of a famine graveyard where children who were born, who died without being baptized, were buried in this location. And when I grew up as a child in Tuam Town, there was an urban myth that was, and the authorities described it as a famine graveyard. And over the course of the last number of months, what we've had is a process of research around this area, where a local researcher has established that the location and the disposal of approximately 800 bodies cannot be accounted for. Now, relative to the mortality rate of children who lived in the broader community of Tuam, it has been established that the mortality rate for infants in these homes has been on occasion between 300 and 400% greater than that of children living in the community. In one home in 1 year in Cork, in Bessbrook, 180 children were born and 100 died in that home. So it was inordinate. It needs accountability. We need fact. And I appreciate that people are demanding answers. We should not rush to judgment. And as a member of parliament for this area, I have called on the Taoiseach, the Prime Minister of this country, to take a leading role in pulling this investigation together.
Okay. Colm, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.